This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
As the Browns are getting ready to take on the L.A. Chargers over at Huntington Bank Field, Spiro Dedis, Adam Archuleta, and Aditi Kinkabwala on the sidelines. And Aditi joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Remember, she was on the sidelines for that Bengals game a couple of Sundays ago. Aditi, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, friend?
It's wonderful to talk to you. It's wonderful to talk to you after a big Browns win, where there are some people saying right now, Albert Breer was on the show yesterday, on the afternoon show yesterday. He said the Browns are a dangerous team now. I'm sure you watched over what the Browns did on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. Do I assume you agree with Albert Breer that the Browns are dangerous now?
You know what? Let's go back to the Bengals game that we had, that our crew had, and the defense finally played like we expected the defense to play. And Nick Chubb, of course, made his debut, and we don't expect in week one, week two back that he's suddenly going to give us 200 yards. But to feel like, okay, the defense is finding its identity, it's figuring out what it wants to be, is a good sign, number one. Knowing that Nick Chubb is back has to make everybody feel better, number two. And then, let's be honest, you know, like, the offense just looks like an actual functioning offense this past weekend. And yeah, I know it was living on the edge, and I know that Kyle Hamilton holds onto a ball and something might be a little bit different, but the truth of the matter is that when the Browns have trotted out a different quarterback, one not named Deshaun Watson, over the last few years, they've looked pretty okay.
Well, Aditi,
right there. Is that couching, Lima?
No, I just said last segment that I found it really, really hard to talk about that game and pinpoint specifically outside of, yes, they had elevated quarterback play, but also the offensive line, the running game, receivers are catching balls. Everything seemed to change at the same time.
I can't disagree with you. I'm very, you know, I said this yesterday. I'm really eager to actually be on the sideline. The experience 2 weeks ago was unbelievably frustrating. I've never seen a sideline operation. I've never seen Kevin Stefanski frustrated. You know, the thing about Kevin Stefanski is that he is so level. And over the course of the last few years, I've even joked with him, like, do you even get upset at your kids? Does anybody at home ever make you mad? Because he always just gives you the same facial expression. And that Bengals game, the number of times I saw him sort of, you know, I don't want to say hang his head, but shake his head or throw his hands in the air or just the signs of, can you believe this? I'd never seen that before. So I'm really eager to see if that feels very different. I'll throw this out there. I'm sorry to interrupt you, probably one of the coolest parts of my job. And this last week, I had the Jets and the Patriots. And, you know, Jeff Ulbrich is as nice of a guy as they come with the Jets. It's a horrible position to be thrown into being a head coach with absolutely zero experience at doing it. But the Jets' sideline was just so messy. I mean, they had four timeouts that had nothing to do with the clock. They got a delay of game on a two-point conversion. It was just like, what is going on? Meanwhile, you go on the other side with the Patriots, where I'm sorry, they just don't have enough players. They have a first-year head coach, but Alex Van Pelt, who you're all very familiar with, of course, he was in Cleveland. He's calling the offense. He loses Drake May. Jacoby Brissett goes in, and it's just like, same facial expression, same, like, order, same, like, okay, we know how we function here. And so these are sort of like the little things that you can kind of tell when you get to watch up close. And I'm really eager to see how the sideline operation looks this week for the Browns, obviously.
Now, Didi, obviously they were forced to make the move because of the Watson injury. There were a lot of us in town wondering if that change should have happened earlier. I had talked about the Philly game earlier on the schedule, but never did they make that clean break. They wanted to exhaust all evaluations under Deshaun Watson as they could until they didn't have to worry about it anymore. So I guess I'd ask you, did it happen too late, or is this season still salvageable?
You know, I think the AFC is so wacky right now, and no one, I mean, take out the Chiefs, and, you know, like, you like who the Bills are, but until you can actually put it together in the postseason, let's just say it's about getting to the dance, right? So, like, right now, who are the best teams in the AFC? You've got the Chiefs, you've got the Bills, the Steelers' record is good, but, like, the Steelers looked totally vulnerable on Monday night. Quite a few things. I mean, this is every game in the NFL. This is sort of the point that, like, even the Ravens, you look at the Ravens, you think the Ravens are great, but you need more out of that defense. Like, what's going on with that defense? And they just lost to you, to the Browns. So, like, the point in my saying all of this is that I still think that the AFC is a bit wild. I still think that things can happen. I don't see the Browns giving up on the season right now. And I think that there's a little bit of injection of something, new life, whether it's with Jameis, who's just a character among characters, whether it's Nick Chubb getting better each week, whether it's Kevin, however this was, the manifestation of Kevin not doing the play calling anymore. Maybe that means he's more involved with other parts of the team. Who knows? But it's just hard to, there are some teams that you can write off because they just don't have the players. They just don't have the talent. I don't think that there's a huge hole in the Browns roster, especially if the line is getting healthy and especially if Nick Chubb is getting healthy, and especially as if you're seeing players play a little bit differently behind this quarterback or in front of this quarterback.
Aditi Kinkwala joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Follow her on Twitter, at @akinkwala. You mentioned that roster. Aditi, like, we've had a big conversation here a couple of times over the last couple of days about what happens on Sunday. Do they have to win and look good to not let any of these guys go to other places, because 3-6 is still an uphill battle before you get to your bye week, but it can be done, even though, boy, it's a heck of a hole to be in. If they win, do they have to look good on Sunday while doing it to stop any of that
stuff? This is like the most ridiculous thing that I've ever, like, I'm sorry, but like, why do people care about style points? Well, a win is a win is a win. At the end of the season, if you're 13-3, do you lose some of those games if some of those wins were ugly? Like, it's about how you win.
Well, I agree. Didi, I agree.
I'm sorry. It's not about how you win. It's about winning. Yeah. It's about winning, period. Well, period. Like, well, who cares?
I agree.
At the end of the season, yeah, I know. You know what? I just think that
there's a but here. There is a but here. I agree, but, like, I think that we have it in our heads. Like, you got a third-round pick for Amari Cooper. That's a nice haul back for Amari Cooper. So there's a thought that maybe we could get a nice haul back for some of these other guys. And it's like they don't want to go out there and win 16-14. And then all of a sudden the bottom falls out after the bye week against New Orleans. And then we have it in our heads,
really?
These visions
against
of
New
grandeur
Orleans?
You could have got back.
Against New Orleans.
I mean, they're 2-6 right now. They could lose to anybody. I didn't think they'd go out there and fall flat on their face against Philadelphia. I think if Jameis Winston would have played, they probably would have won that game. I didn't expect him to go out there and look listless against Las Vegas. If Jameis would have played there, they would have won that game. I didn't think they'd go out there and look the way they did against the Giants. So they're still not in that category of this should be a win, this should be a win, that should be a win.
Well, and that, yes, and I hate that idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
In general, you know, every NFL player on every team goes out every week and thinks, I've got a chance to win. They don't sit here and look and say, oh, this is a winnable game. That's what fans and people in our business do. I don't think that it's fire sale moment. And I'm reminded of something Kurt Warner told me a long time ago about the year before his team had gone to the Super Bowl. And it was kind of what was seemingly, you know, a quote unquote lost year. It didn't look like things were, you know, that great, whatever. I don't remember the exact details of it. We could probably look it up. But they finished the season well. And he said the way that we finished the season absolutely carried over into the next season. And are you sitting here and saying, okay, the Browns are completely, totally terrible. As the Browns try to build a new stadium, create a whole new area, do all these things, you think they're just giving up on everything they've done the last few years, everything they've brought together on this defense, and they're just saying, okay, complete fire sale and total rebuild? I don't see that. I don't think the Browns are saying that this particular moment has closed. So how you do this year, absolutely, even though the team will change, even though the roster won't be entirely the same, there's certainly some carryover. And I don't, again, a win is a win. It's about getting those wins. It's about climbing in that win column. And however you need to do it, you do it. And if that means running the ball 35 times, then you run the ball 35 times.
Aditi, what do you think of Jameis and everything that he brings to the table? We know about the big throws, the vertical throws down the field. We also know that that is a man who never misses an opportunity when he's mic'd up to have some very either fun or insightful things to say.
You know what? I chatted with Joel Bitonio last week before the Bengals game, and he was sort of commenting, not sort of, he was commenting on Jameis's schedule and what he does. And he said, you know, the guy's in early every day, he's working on his body, he's watching the film, he's hanging out with guys, he's staying late, and essentially he's doing all of the things that you want to see a quarterback do. And I think that's great. I think that's one of those things that I think when you build camaraderie and connection and all of that, it makes a difference. And I think he keeps things fun. I mean, whether he's quoting his pastor or quoting Eminem, he's just, football is meant to be fun. It's meant to be loose. And I like that he brings that energy.
Aditi joins us from CBS Sports. This is a tough question to ask, but we've asked it to others. I have to ask you. Does Deshaun Watson play for the Browns again?
I don't know. I can't predict the future, but, I mean, he's got a long rehab. He's got a long recovery, a long rehab ahead of him. Is he even ready? I mean, at what point next season is he even ready, if he is ready?
We've been through this odyssey where I'm like, man, they're not going to put him on, like, because of play. Like, Lima couldn't see the future either, so when it was like he didn't see him having a terrible Achilles injury. But Lima thought, you know, these things have a way of working themselves out. Maybe there's a quote-unquote groin injury or a hamstring or a calf or something like that. And then all of a sudden they put in Jameis or they put in DTR or whatever. I thought that there's no way they're going to put him on the sidelines due to performance and have that crowd jeering him wherever he goes and he's just standing on the sidelines. But now, you know, I do see a way where they could be like, all right, like we're on the hook for this contract for at least another couple of years. We either have Jameis come back next year, which is another conversation we could have again. We had it at the beginning of the show today. Or you draft quarterback X. He's the starter. All of our attention is paid towards him. And, hey, you know what? You can take all the time you need now to come back from this injury. You don't have to worry. You don't have to hurry anything. We don't have to stick you right out there week one. Take all the time you want, and you can be the backup to quarterback X, whoever that might be. Is that fair?
It seems like a more likely scenario, but I don't know that it's a draft. I mean, are you done evaluating Dorian Thompson-Robinson? Are you done seeing what you have with him?
Personally, I think I might be. I think he's a fine kid, but I don't know if he's starting quality in the NFL.
No, it's
franchise quality.
My play-by-play announcer, Spiro, while we were sleeping, sent us this tweet that I think was from Warren Sharp. And no, sorry, it was somebody named Sam Block. And it was about all these quarterbacks. Anthony Richardson, 22, benched. Bryce Young, 23, benched. Trey Lance, 24, benched. Justin Fields, 25, benched. Will Levis, 25, benched. Zach Wilson, 25, benched. And on, Mac Jones, 26, benched. These guys aren't being developed. They're not being given a chance. How do you really know what you have if you're not taking time to really grow and develop them? And you look at, you know, I have to appreciate the renaissance of a quarterback like Joe Flacco. I was just talking to my friend Melissa Stark, who's got the Colts this weekend on Sunday Night Football, and I said, Joe is playing better right now than he was, let's say, 4 or 5 years ago. And there's something to be said for that. There's something to be said for time and growth and experience. And I know that that doesn't serve you well right now, but I'm kind of saying, like, why would you? I mean, it does in the sense that, hey, why can't Jameis Winston do something more right now than what you saw of him? You know, I'm saying it's so easy for us to say, oh, we know exactly who someone is. And you're saying, oh, you know exactly who Dorian Thompson-Robinson is. How
I don't
do you know that.
I don't. But
you really don't.
I'm leaning. Aditi, if you give me the choice
the game
tomorrow.
The Bengals was so unfair because he didn't know that he was the backup. I mean, he was not prepared.
And they put him in a terrible situation. They put him in a terrible situation.
Of course.
But if you're making me choose tomorrow, Ken, Cam Ward or Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I'm taking Cam Ward. It's that simple. I mean, you can't fault me for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. I'm not trying to be mean spirited towards Dorian at all. I like the kid. But so far, if I have to make a gamble on any one of these names for my future, you know, that's just who I have to take. Gosh, now that I hate ending on that. Aditi, are you excited to come to Cleveland? Say yes, and then we can end. Because I hate ending
I'm
on that.
I'm definitely excited.
Thank you.
We are staying in a different hotel than the last time, and I am especially excited about that, although I won't disparage anyone.
Oh, thank you.
And I always enjoy coming to Cleveland, and it's not supposed to rain, right? How's the weather looking?
My wife worked in hotels before this, so text me the hotel you stayed at.
Yeah,
text me the hotel. I'll tell you whether or not it was a dump, okay?
I don't need you to tell me if I know
true.
What it was.
It is a good point.
But hopefully it'll be semi-warm and no rain on Sunday.
We're hoping.
And that we'll get a really good game.
Aditi, we look forward to watching you on Sunday. We thank you very much for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Talk to you soon.
Aditi Kinkabwala on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from CBS Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.